on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Friday restaurant news and reviews continuing now, and let's talk about the history of many Chicago restaurants. Michael Gebert has put together The Chicago Way, an oral history of Chicago dining, and this is some book, Michael. Congratulations. 587 pages of stories and interviews. How did you determine which restaurants to include and what chefs and restaurant owners? You had a lot to choose from.
Yeah, it was really looking for the stories that sort of told the evolution of the city, whether that's, you know, neighborhoods becoming hot, which restaurants play a huge part in, obviously, or, you know, just how the world changed. I mean, one of the things that floored me interviewing people was all the women who told me they tried to get into like the French kitchens and they'd be told, oh, a woman would be too distracting for the men. We can't have women in our kitchen. You know, which is such a madman thing. And it's hard to believe, you know, it happened in recent memory, but it did. So, you know, just kind of looking at how the city evolved with the restaurant scene, which has obviously been a very exciting thing here for decades. So
there's so many great anecdotes in here. What surprised you as you were digging around for stories? Anything in particular? Did you have a big surprise while you were interviewing people?
You know, I'd love to say there was some moment where Stephanie Izard said, and then I shot that guy for sending his steak back. But, you know, there's nothing quite like that. I think, you know, just getting inside the lives of the people. One chapter I really liked, and I did not know that much about them, has Rick Tremano and Gail Gand, who talk, you know, really got to the top of the restaurant industry in many ways. True was a big deal here when it was open, but it cost them a lot. I mean, just personally, it cost them their marriage. You know, by the end, they're talking about what, you know, how they tried to have a good divorce for the sake of their son and things like that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like any intense profession. When you get to the top, it's a tough world. So
My friend Bob Schwartz, who was a Vienna executive for years, wrote a book called Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog.
Right.
I was very honored to write the foreword. And that's the history of the great hot dog stands around here, but it's also kind of a history of the neighborhoods. Your book kind of mirrors the changing neighborhoods of Chicago, too, doesn't it? The hot restaurant districts that have come and gone.
Right, and just talking about how, you know, pretty derelict restaurants. I mean, like River North, which wasn't even called River North then. It was the Clark Street flop houses or something like that, would become first kind of acceptable, but a little scary, and that was part of the fun. And then just became, you know, as I think Phil Vitale says at one point, now the greatest danger in River North is that a bridal party will throw up on you.
So. Yeah, I mean, I love some of these stories. You write about how a young Charlie Trotter was influenced by a dinner he had. Lettuce Entertainment's Ramen San was the result of a meal at another lettuce restaurant. And you also mentioned that sad night Chris Farley died in Chicago. He was that evening at Marché, wasn't he?
Right, yeah. No, I mean, and that was a chapter I really enjoyed, too, because I felt we've all just sort of overlooked that time. Those were famous restaurants in their day. You know, Michael Jordan ate there a lot. But they're not, you know, just no one had told that story. So I was excited to talk to Jerry Kleiner, who was really the guy behind all of those, and kind of tell that story of how, of the first time that the West Loop became a hot restaurant neighborhood.
And also you touch on the shift restaurants had to make because of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting thing. I started the book, I just signed the contract, and then COVID hits, and it's like, oh, well, there goes my story. Talking to people, you know, first, you know, just about what was going on with COVID, because I think it's important to remember these things while they're happening. I mean, who now would think, oh, yeah, we used to eat in a plastic bubble outside the restaurant in the dead of winter. I mean, that's just seems weird now. But just also the, you know, I wanted to talk to the people who were out of it first, you know, people whose restaurants had closed years before because I figured they were the least sensitive to it. It seemed kind of insensitive right in the middle of, you know, closing restaurants to say, tell me about when you opened the restaurant you just closed, you know. So.
Well, it's a fascinating read, and it's one of those books you just want to keep handy over the years. And I know because of your many connections in the restaurant industry from a couple of decades covering it, you've done a pretty comprehensive job. And once again, the book is The Chicago Way, an oral history of Chicago dining, and it's Michael Gebert. And Michael, how's the book doing, and where is it available?
It's at bookstores everywhere. I just walked into a Barnes & Noble and found it in the Chicago stuff section. So, yeah, it should be all over town.
So. Great history in here. Hundreds of interviews. And it goes back to the restaurant scene all the way to the 60s. Good luck and keep in touch. I think we'll be calling on you from time to time to check out restaurant facts and stories. You're the man now, Michael Gebert.
Thank you.
The Chicago Way, an oral history of Chicago dining.